Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I'm going to try to get through this one this morning. I've gotten a bad cold since yesterday's morning inspiration, and last night I lost my voice. So I'm struggling to talk here today, but I'll try to make it happen. I've been sharing with you this week on the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what does that mean to you today? How does that impact our life? How does that impact your life today? What does Jesus' resurrection have to do with your walk with God today? Well, it has a lot to do with it. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." I'd like to just recap what I've been talking about this week, how that Jesus is the resurrection. He was the author of resurrection. He was the first fruits from the dead. And he that believes in Christ, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Wow, that's a promise. Well, I started out this week by telling you that back where there is no electricity, where there is no advanced medical technology, those people live quite differently than we do today in our culture here in America. We have plenty of food in our refrigerators and freezers. When our children get sick or when we get sick, we have doctors, medical professionals, we have a hospital close by. They didn't have that back in Jesus' day. And in many third world countries, they don't have that. Many people die of common illnesses that we have treatments for in our culture today. For that reason, many people bow down to idols and images made of wood, stone, and metal, prayed fervently to them for food, for rain for their crops and gardens, to heal their children when they got sick, and many times had to watch them die. We hardly know what anything like that is like. It just seems so foreign to us that someone would bow down and worship an image or an idol of wood or stone. But folks, those things are real. Just as real or more so what it is for us to worship the living Creator God today. So what does that have to do with the resurrection power of Jesus Christ? Well, I'd like you to think about with me how our days go. Some days we have good days. Things seem to go right and go well for us. That is a blessing. And those are days that God blesses us. And we need to be very thankful and grateful to Him for that. We need to recognize and understand that those are blessings from the Lord, and we need to worship Him and praise Him for that. Then there are days that we have, whether you're a father or a mother, there are days when things just seemingly don't go right at all. And I know all of you listening this morning, you can identify with that. You can think of days where everything seemed to go wrong. But those are the days when God has resurrection power available to you and to me that we can get through those days. Those days may not be happy days, but those days are days where we can be filled with joy in our hearts, knowing that God is answering prayer and that He is good to us. I said before this week, it is the resurrection power of Jesus Christ that enables us to control our anger And we hold our peace when we really feel like telling someone where to get off. Maybe someone says something or does something to us and it triggers a response of anger in our heart. But it's that resurrection power of Jesus Christ, folks, that enables us to love those that say ugly things about us instead of hurting them with unkind words. It is the resurrection power of Jesus Christ that enables us to continue on through the night and be up the next day when we're utterly exhausted. But the children, some of them might be sick and they keep us up most of the night, and you know you can't quit. The next day and its demands are upon you, what do? You can cry out to God for help, for grace for that day, and God hears those prayers and answers. Folks, that's the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. It is. It is the resurrection power of Jesus Christ that enables us that when we are faced with a powerful temptation that we know we shouldn't give into, God gives us victory when we cry out to him for mercy to deliver us. That's the resurrection power of Jesus Christ in our lives. It's the resurrection power in our lives, men. When it's summertime and we're in town, you may be driving down the street and you see a very immodestly clothed woman. It's that resurrection power of Jesus Christ that enables us to turn our head away and not look and not lust. That's the resurrection power of Jesus Christ in your life. It's the resurrection power of Jesus Christ that enables us to love someone that we struggle with relating to. That's the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. We cry out to him, and he gives us that power. There's a song that I want to read, a verse of song to you. Perhaps some of you are familiar with this hymn. It goes like this. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living whatever man may say. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives. He lives salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Amen. Praise God. I hope and trust that that is your testimony, that Jesus lives within your heart and gives you that resurrection power to live in victory each day, serving him and loving him. Folks, is God real to you? Are you experiencing the reality of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, in your life? You can. If you're not, oh my, you are missing out on tremendous blessings every day. I would that everyone that hears this can say God is real to them. I hope God is real to each one of you. Perhaps we'll talk more about that tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow. God is real. Are you experiencing him? Are you experiencing that resurrection power in your life each day? I hope you are. Just as you are hearing my voice right now, and I'm sorry it's the way it is, my cold has gotten the best of me. My throat is not well. I'm sorry I can't speak louder and more clearly. But just as you are able to hear my voice, you should be able to know and experience God in your life every day without question. Well, let's talk about that tomorrow. Is God real to you? If not, How can he be real to you? Does God answer your prayers? If not, how can you experience that? God be with you today. I pray that you will walk in the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ today and every day. The Lord bless you. The Lord be with you.